at the highlights of human development. We have a look at the evolution of the organism, and then at the development of its interaction with the environment. The evolution of the organism will begin with the evolution of life, proceed through the hominid, coming to the evolution of mankind, the adults of Cro-Magnon man. Now, interestingly, what you're looking at here are three streams: biological, anthropological, cities, cultures, and culture, which is human expression. Now, what you've seen here is the evolution of populations, not so much the evolution of individuals. And in addition, if you look at the timescales that's involved here, 2 billion years for life, 6 billion years for the hominid, 100,000 years for mankind, as we know it, you begin to see the telescopic nature of the evolution of populations. And then when you get to agriculture, when you get to the scientific revolution and industrial revolution, you're looking at 10,000 years, 400 years, 150 years. Further telescoping of this evolutionary time. What that means is that as we go through the new evolution, it's going to telescope to the point we should be able to see it manifest itself within our lifetime, within a generation. The new evolution stems from information, and it stems from two types of information, digital and analog. Digital is artificial intelligence. The analog results from molecular biology, including the organism, and it's together with neurobiology. Before, under the old evolutionary paradigm, one would die, the other would grow and dominate. But under the new paradigm, they would exist as a mutually supportive, non-competitive grouping, independent from the external. And what is interesting here is that evolution now becomes an individual-centered process, emanating from the needs and desires of the individual, and not an external process, a passive process where the individual is just at the whim. So, you produce a neo-human, okay, with new individuality and new consciousness. But that's only the beginning of the evolutionary cycle, because as the next cycle proceeds, now there's intelligence apart from intelligence, as ability apart from ability, speech, and in a way, could be imagined as knowledge. It could be something totally different. It could be the amplification of the individual, the multiplication of individual existences, parallel existences. Now, longer restricted by time and space. Manifestations of this neo-human type of evolution, manifestations could be dramatically counterintuitive. That's the interesting part. The old evolution is cold, it's sterile, it's efficient, okay? And its manifestations are those social adaptation, parasitism, dominance, morality, okay? War, predation, these would be subject to evolutionary paradigm will give us the human traits of truth, of loyalty, of justice, of freedom. These will be manifestations of the new evolution. And that is what we would hope to see from this. That would be nice.